6, 2015 meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, would you take the roll, please?
Trustee Joyce?
Here.
Trustee Lake?
Yes, here.
Trustee Smith?
Here.
Trustee Williams?
Here.
Trustee Young?
Here. A quorum exists for business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that the notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
Thank you. First on our agenda, we have two action items. The first one is the Principal Preparation Program for the Chicago Leadership Collaborative Resolution.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here today to get your approval to receive and administer a grant entitled the Principal Preparation Program, and it's a Chicago Leadership Collaboration with CPS. The grant award is approximately $700,000, and it's over 3 years. It would start in March of 2015 and go to June of 2018. And over the 3 years, we would train 60 principals, recruit them, train them, make sure they pass the certification test for them to be principals in CPS. At the end of their preparation, they are put on the top of the recruitment list to get jobs within CPS. And in addition to that, their last year residency, CPS will pay them $80,000 to shadow a principal once they successfully pass our program.
Where do the participants in this program come from? Do they come from CPS or do they?
The participants from the program can come from across the state, but they have to, after the program, want to get a principal position within CPS. That's the stipulation. And CPS, once they pay them that stipend, they have to sign a waiver with CPS saying that when they begin to look for a position, CPS is the first district that they would look at.
Does CPS have to approve their admission into the program?
No. CPS, we do all the admission processing. CPS doesn't come in until that year of residency. Then CPS takes over because CPS pays for that year of residency.
Any other questions or comments from any of the board members?
Where is this grant coming from?
It's the City of Chicago Education Department.
Okay, thank you.
Is the board, CPS's board, actually approve the dollars? We actually wrote a grant proposal to be able to participate in receiving these dollars, and we were one of the universities selected.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Then I move we approve the resolution regarding the Principal Preparation Program.
Second.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Lake?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes. Thank you. All right. Next grant is the electronic positioning of ordered nanostructures.
Very good, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Board of Trustees, President. I'm Leroy Jones, the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. And this morning I want to bring a resolution to you to receive a grant that we recently received from the Department of Defense to purchase an atomic force microscope. The principal investigator is Dr. Valerie Goss, who actually graduated from Chicago State in 1996 and went on to get a degree at Notre Dame. The purpose of the AFM, as we call it, is to allow her to actually manipulate DNA structures at the micro level. And she's actually been working on this research since she came here first to Chicago State University. One of the things that it will definitely afford our students to do is actually to train on these type of instruments. And as you know, especially in STEM, it'll make our students very competitive, you know, to actually have these type of skills as they go into the STEM workforce and also if they decide to matriculate into graduate school. Another exciting piece of this particular grant, which Dr. Goss wrote into it, was actually working with local high school students as well as developing curricula with community colleges. She has a record over the last 2 years of working with students over the summer. We already have established relationships, and she'll like to add this piece as a piece of that. And of course, the beauty of that is it'll help attract more students to Chicago State University, and also during that time, their teachers are actually working with them. So the benefit to Chicago State, you know, is definitely great, but it also helps us with the Army's mission, which is really behind this to actually develop nanotechnology as well as other devices used by the military. So we're requesting, you know, that you actually approve the receipt and purchase of the AFM at Chicago State University.
How much is the grant?
It's for $265,141.
And that's the cost of this microscope?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
Thank you, Doctor, for not attempting to explain the nanostructure at this meeting.
I have a question. Does the grant cover maintenance of the microscope and also operation of it? Or just the purchase of it?
It, to my understanding, it covers the just the purchase of it.
Because it, I mean, it's quite a cost for maintenance as well for those kinds of things. Just wonder.
Yeah, so that's something that we definitely have to look into. I do know for the AFM, it's a little less maintenance than some of the bigger ones that we have, like the NSF as well as the SEM. You know, so it's a little bit more robust in that sense. But we'll look into that, Trustee.
Dr. Jones, will the upper bound students during your summer program, they'll have an opportunity to utilize it as well?
Of course, and you know, we've been trying to engage upper bound, you know, for some time now, and we're building those relationships. So it's certainly open to them as well as any other equipment in the STEM departments.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. One thing that the biology and chemistry department has done over the years is that is different from other universities is our undergraduate students are involved in research. And sometimes it goes up to about approximately 60% of our undergrad students are involved in research. That is a quite a bit different, significant difference between what you will find at most universities. So I commend, you know, our biology, our chemistry, and our physics department in terms of involving the students in the research, because all research shows us that you will increase retention when you get your students involved in research. You also will increase their chances of being accepted into graduate school
right.
for those master's and doctoral programs when they apply and one sees that they were involved in primary research with a professor. So this is another step, and I really commend you and the faculty.
Thank you, Mr. President. The other thing that I would like to add, about 2 years ago, we had a Nobel laureate from Caltech, Bob Grubbs, come through our actual laboratories. And as he was walking through, he turned to me and says, Leroy, you guys have better equipment than I have at Caltech. And your undergrads are actually working with this equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And publishing.
And they are publishing, that's right.
Yes.
I move we approve the resolution regarding the nanostructures microscope. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leake?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doc. At this time, I'd like to request a motion to convene into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leake?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.